Well, in China's manufacturing heartland, people are hoping today's meeting between the two leaders will help bring the trade war closer to an end. US tariffs of 25% are now on most Chinese exports, but Donald Trump has threatened to apply them to all products from China. And that's got people in the factory hub of Shenzhen worried, as China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
Walking into the Huatiang Bay electronics market feels a bit like a homecoming for your smartphone. Here on floor after floor, building after building, thousands of wholesalers take orders for every electrical component you can imagine, selling both to large and small factories across China's south. From his stall, barely 2 metres wide, Lin Hongyu tells me business is the worst he's seen in 20 years.
The effect is being seen through exports. If sales to overseas are down, then people aren't producing products.
Nearby, LED component seller Hu Bin says orders for clients who manufacture and export to the US are down.
This isn't just an issue for China and the US. If business is bad here because of the tariffs, it affects other countries too.
But others on the first floor of this sprawling marketplace are more optimistic. Two component sellers say demand within China for surveillance cameras has kept their businesses chugging along. Up the highway in the industrial town of Foshan, the trade war is taking a bite out of an Australian-owned factory. Mike Chai from Sydney makes furniture for export to Australia and New Zealand.
Compared to a month ago, our orders probably dropped by 40%. So obviously our next job is how did we compete? Like drop the prices, drop workers. It's a matter of survival these days.
He's already heard of some factory owners moving their manufacturing out of China to Southeast Asia. But experts say that won't be easy for higher tech assembly lines. As evening falls outside the electronics market in Shenzhen, the local Communist Party branch has organised for a choir to sing, "Without the Communist Party, there would be no new China." For a couple of hours, performers dance, sing and wave flags in front of a stage emblazoned with a huge hammer and sickle. With China facing pushback and pressure from the US, the Communist Party is doubling down on loyalty and nationalism, hoping those worried about the trade war don't start questioning if China's leaders could have handled it better. This is Bill Birtles in Shenzhen, southern China, reporting for Saturday AM.